In the gospel we have just listened to, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. He likens the way he loves us to that of his Father. The union between him and the Father, that is the kind of love he has for us. And then he urges us, remain in my love. By doing that, he has brought us into that universal family of love, the universal kingdom of love. And he wants us to remain that way. The love of God, between the love between God the Father and God the Son, is that deep-seated love. And that's the type of love our Lord Jesus Christ shows us. He wants us to love that way. It's not the love of a social media with emoticons, and it's not the love that we use to conclude a telephone conversation. I love you, and the other person says, I love you. No, this is a deep-seated love, a very in-depth love, a love that cares and concerns and shows concern for one another. And then he comes to the end and then tells us, this I command you, love one another. Is a command that he will demand a response at the end. Did you do what I commanded you to do? Did you love as I commanded you to love? Christianity, therefore, is not a social club that we go together, you know, socialize and go back and become what we were. Christianity is not like the life of an actor who actually wanted and then waited for the director to say, lights, camera, action. And then they set into motion and then start. Sometimes they fight. And once they hear that word, cut, the camera ceases and they go back to their lives. No. Christianity is not that way. It is a way of life, a way of life whose identity is love. And so once somebody becomes a Christian, he becomes that life, and he lives that life of loving one another. And the Lord Jesus himself says, remain in that, because that will make you at the end to be with him. And so it's not something that when you come to church, you come to celebrate with others, and then after that, once you leave the church, you've become something else. And those are the kind of people I call dual persona Christians. They are Christians in the church, but when it comes to their own life, they are some people else. So what the Lord Jesus wants us to do here is to really live that life, remain in that love. And if he has commanded you, I command you. It's not something like an advice or giving you some suggestions, but this is a command. I command you, love one another. My dear friends in Christ, that is what we shall be known. When the Lord Jesus said, if you love one another as I have loved you, then the world will know that you are my own. So once we become Christians, we know that we become and live that life. It's not a life of when you are here, you are a Christian, and when you are outside the church, you are somebody else. And those are the kind of people that met Mahatma Gandhi to say, I love Christ, but I hate your Christians. Yeah, because most of the time he says, the Christians do not live what they say, which is unfortunate. And so, my dear friends in Christ, the word for the thing we should go home with today, the Lord Jesus tells us, is this: I command you, love one another. Because one thing is, if you truly, like St. John tells us here, that God is love. And of course, if you really want to be like him, you have to love. It's not something that you just finish after Mass, and then we go away. Or when at Mass you offer peace to one another, and then outside Mass you are something else. This is where we celebrate our oneness, our union, our unique relationship with God, showing that we are one together. That is why the Lord Jesus himself, because God will not stand before you will not see him to shake hands with him. You will not see Christ to shake hands with him. But you will see him in some other person, and that is your friend, your neighbor. That's why the Lord Jesus himself said, I was sick, you came to see me. I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. The way you relate with one another is the way the Lord Jesus, you will bear your fruit before God. And before Mass, we heard Bishop Kagan saying that it is not just for us to receive gifts from God, but to share that gift with others. That is Christian unity. That is the Christian way of life, of sharing what you have with one another. The Lord Jesus tells us today, love one another. If you have never heard anything today, at least go home with that. Love one another. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.